So young people, people in the middle, and older people. I've written something today that will resonate with you all. So young people stay. And then what we're going to do is, when I finish, you're going to go next door. You're going to have some drink and some biscuits. Oh, we'll have communion before you go out. Right, okay, that's brilliant. God is good. All the time, God is good. So, this last few weeks have been quite difficult for us all. As we know, Alex has gone to be with God, and to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And but you know what I've been overwhelmed with is the faithfulness of God. I got quite emotional last week when I prayed in the worship, and I'm not going to apologise for it, but in my worship and praise, I got quite emotional, and it was because of who God is, and his faithfulness. I'm going to talk a few minutes on Psalm 71. It's not a psalm I'm particularly familiar with. I kind of live in Psalm 91 a lot, but Psalm 71 I'm not as familiar with. But I knew today that I needed to talk about the faithfulness of God. And for a lot of you, it's for you to be aware of God's faithfulness. When you get it right and when you get it wrong, when there's things going on in your life that are good and when there's things going on in your life that isn't, because our God does not change. Our God does not change. And if we have circumstances to deal with, God just shows his faithfulness. He absolutely does. And he promises that he is with us through whatever we go through. And circumstances of life, I'm just going to repeat that. The circumstances of life do not touch us in the same way when we've got God helping us. He's an enabling God. We've got God the Father, we've got God the Son, and we've got God the Holy Spirit, three in one. And every aspect of that we can draw upon when we're going through life. When we're going through life. And God is our ever-present help in times of trouble. And I've been this week, just as I've been thinking about faithfulness, I thought, Lord, where do I start talking about faithfulness? Because in my life and in your life, I'm sure that when you start to kind of think on it, you'll think, well, God was with me when this happened. God was with me when that happened. God was with me when this happened. God healed me here. God touched me there. I prayed and God, you did a miracle. I asked for a solution and you gave one. And sometimes God hasn't given a solution, but he's told us a way forward that's different because we've asked him. So our God, in any circumstance, never, ever, ever leaves us. Psalm 71, I'd encourage you to have a look at it when you get home. As I say, I'm not going to go through line by line or anything. I've just picked out some key points. I've written, title is, God is faithful in every season of our lives. You know, when you're younger kids, you know, you've just asked all those questions. You know, when I talk to the young people about the future, it's really hard when you're 9 or 10 or, you know, even when you're 15, 16, 18 or even in your 20s. That awful question when somebody says, what are you going to be doing? You know, a lot of times I haven't a clue what I'm going to be doing. These young people, wow. But God is faithful in every season of our lives. And we sung this morning, and thank whoever chose those songs today because they were so spot on. One of them said, and I'd already written this, he is the beginning and the end, and he's in all things. So our beginnings, I don't know what your beginning was like. My beginning as a newborn baby was very traumatic. Very traumatic. And God was with me from that moment, and technically I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here at all. But God obviously had his hand on me. And all of us will have a testimony like that. There'll be points in our lives where perhaps we shouldn't have even been here. But God had his hand on us. So from the beginning, and God's with us as we're growing up, young people, teenagers. God is with you through those teenage years. And wow, are you going to have God in your teenage years? I had God in my teenage years. And you are going to need God in your teenage years. But you'll also have God in your 20s. You'll also have God in your 30s. You'll also have God in your 40s and 50s and 60s. And some of you in your 70s and in your 80s. And one of the things about God is that, you know, this physical body of mine will become less able. That's the truth. But my spiritual body will be more able. And what you should see in us, and this is a challenge for us, you should see less of me and more of God as I get older. And I hope that someday when someone visits me, because I can't come here anymore, I hope they see God in me more than my physical frame. I was so blessed to visit Alex a lot, particularly in the week before he passed away. The conversations Alex and I had were brilliant. I loved it. I loved sitting with him. And one night we were there for 3 hours and we talked. We laughed. We cried. And I want for whatever's coming for me going forwards, I want less of me and more of God. And that's my prayer as I get older. And this is what Psalm 71 says. It says, he is a refuge and fortress, our God, from birth to youth. He gives us our life breath and he continues to bless us. We continually walk in blessing. Circumstances in our life sometimes are difficult, but God continues to bless us. And that is something that we need to say. Thank you, God, for your blessing. I know this is happening at the moment, but thank you, God, for your blessing. Thank you, God, that you are with me and that you are my fortress. You go there when the enemy's coming and you need to be safe. You go to the fortress. He's your fortress. He's your refuge. And it says in verse 5, rest in his sovereignty. Good things, the sovereignty of God. We sung this morning. Two things. Faithful you are. Confidence in your faithfulness. My confidence. I will rest. I've written here, God is not shaky or flaky. I wrote that this morning as I sat in church. God is not shaky or flaky. I don't know about you, I see a lot of shaky and I see a lot of flaky. I see so much flakiness and so much shakiness, it almost makes me cross. You know, those of us that have been brought up in the 60s, and there's a few of us sat in here, you know, and a few of us have a chat. Me and Joe have a chat while she's doing my hair. We were brought up to be tough. You know what our parents went through and our grandparents went through? We were brought up to be tough. I've never seen so much flakiness and shakiness in all my life. It's like, get a grip, isn't it? Get a grip. But our God enables us not to be shaky or flaky. His promises are, we sung this morning, his promises are yes and amen. One of his promises is, I will do more than you imagine or think. So when you've got these circumstances and you have not got a clue what to do or think, that's not an issue, because we go to our Father in heaven, who is everything, and say, Father God, I've not got a clue here, but you've promised me that you will give me more than I can imagine or think. Well, you put something in there. Give me something to think on. Give me something to meditate on. And most of the time when we open his word, he'll give us something, a word that we can meditate on. I'm never disappointed when I come to God. Never. Always gives me a word. I will never leave you or forsake you. There was a psalm the other night that I sent to someone, and it says, I do not fear the terrors of the night. I do not fear the terrors of the night. And there's a reason why that is, because at night, everything seems so big. When it's dark and you're left on your own and you've got all your thoughts, everything's massive. I will not fear the terror of the night. Why? Because our God is with me. Our God is walking with me. Be confident in who he is. He says in verse 8, David's mouth is filled with praise. I want to say something here. It's a bit controversial, but I've thought about it. I've asked God about it, and I'm going to say it. And it's a bit tough, this, and I really want you to examine yourself as a Christian. I really do. Go for it. David's mouth is filled with praise. There's no room for murmuring or moaning. If your mouth is filled with praise, there is no room for moaning, murmuring, none. There is not. You know, we used to have a saying once, if you've got nothing good to say, say nout. That's a proper northern saying, isn't it? But I want to say, our mouth should be so full of praise that we cannot moan about one another. We cannot moan about something we're doing in church. We can't murmur about stuff or a person because there's no room. I want my mouth to be so full of praise, there's no room for a moan. And I don't know about you, I hate being around people who moan. It's rubbish, isn't it? It's like, you know, you're doing something and you're proper happy and then somebody starts moaning and then you're like, flipping heck, this is awful. I mean, you know, we don't want to be like that. So, challenge you. Praise, praise, praise. Amen. God looked after David in his twilight years. Some of us, and I'm going to say us, I mean us, some people are in the twilight years. God's going to bless you in your twilight years despite your ailments. We've got people at the moment who can't come to church. Find out where they live and go and visit them. Because they're not in our congregation anymore. Go and see them. Go and say hello. Bless them. Come and talk to us. They need a visit. In his twilight years, he was blessed. And then there's that other verse, which thanks to Joe, and hair colour does not apply to me at the moment, that God will look after us when we're old and grey. People say to me, I love your hair colour, Sue. And I go, it's all out of my bottle. God will look after us when we're old and grey. He does not change and he is the same. He is at the beginning of our lives and he will still be our God as we mature. He will still be our God. And yes, we'll have our frustrations. We'll have things, you know, we'll have things that hurt when we, you know, it's like I said to you the other week and you were laughing and I'll say it again, you know, I don't know at what point I started to make noises when I started to move. And I said it the other week. You know, I can feel myself sometimes, particularly in the morning. It's like, And it's like, oh dear, what's happened here? When did this start? It's like something happened overnight. You know, and we do get that. But I want to say that, you know, in God, I'm going to be excited about what God does. I'm going to be excited about my walk with God. I'm going to be excited about what he does in you, what he's going to achieve in you. I'm going to be excited because that's God's spirit. That's what God wants for us. You know, Sylvia and I were talking the other night, and she won't mind me sharing this because it was lovely to listen to what she said. You know, she said, when I sing, and I sing of the words in the song that I sing, I can't stop jumping up and down on the stage, even though everything about me is killing me. She's in pain, but she jumps up and down on there and gets excited because of God's faithfulness. And we shared the other night some stories about God's faithfulness, how he's never left us, ever. He's never left us. And at times when we've been at our lowest, God has never left us, ever. Ever. And Sylvia, you'll see her jumping up and down. And next time you see her jumping up and down, she's jumping up and down because she's singing those words and it's, God has been faithful. God has been faithful. God has been faithful. He never lets us go. Ever. And the last scripture I'm going to bring, which isn't up, and it's fine. It's Isaiah 46, verse 3 to 4. And it talks about, I will tell of your righteous acts, testimonies. Some of you here have got testimonies and you've not shared them at the front. I want to encourage you. You need to tell other people what God has done. You need to tell other people what God has done because it's for his glory. Amen. You know, I know that some of you really struggle. Well, write it down. Write it down and just get the mic. Pretend you're having a lollipop. Get the mic. Read your thing. And just share what God's done. And boy, will it build up faith in the family of God. There's nothing better than good news and what God's done. So let's have some testimonies. Let's have some testimonies. I will tell of your righteous acts, and I put there brackets, testimony. First hand what God does for his people. Number one is, it's more than my knowledge. Come with your mighty deeds and your righteous alone. Come and proclaim God's faithfulness. Come and proclaim God's faithfulness. You know, we're a come as you are church. There's some people that we know, friends and stuff, who should be here today and they're not. And sometimes that's a disappointment to us. And what can you do? You can pray. You can pray that God breaks in. And a lot of people need God. They don't know it, but they do. And when they find God, wow, it's like, I didn't know that this could be so real. I didn't know this experience could be so real. I didn't know God could be so personal. But he is. Our God is a faithful God. Thank you.